It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
We have been waiting with bated breath and wondering to hear Melissa's embarrassing story from yesterday's superb owl. Melissa, while I was partying it up at Blue Bayou with Circa, our friends from Circa Sports Illinois, you were embarrassing yourself.
I humiliated myself.
What happened?
My friend Melissa, every single year, and she lives in my neighborhood, has a superb owl party.
Okay.
Every year.
Yeah.
So you
already know, like, right away, like, what you're probably doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always know what the plan is. I always stop. I planned for this one. I went to the grocery store. I bought snacks. I bought drinks.
Oh, nice.
Everything. You know, I always bring stuff with me.
Perfect.
And I had my friend Agnieszka with me. And so I sent my friend Melissa a text and I said, hey, I've got my friend Agnieszka with me. Is it okay if she comes? Because there's like usually 50 people there. Mm-hmm. And I figured she's not going to mind, but I'll ask anyway. And all I wrote was, I have my friend with me. Is that okay if she comes to the party? And she goes, for next Saturday? Yes. And I said, it would be today.
Yeah, that's kind of weird to watch the superb owl 6 days after it happens.
Right.
Yeah.
And I said, I was like, yeah, you know. And so then I was like, okay, you know, I didn't see that text actually right away. It's like for the next Saturday. And I was like,
yeah.
Okay, well, I figured she just said, yes, it's fine.
Yeah.
Because the thing came, and I was like, okay, cool.
Right.
So I was getting ready.
Maybe she just got her days, like, swapped, mixed up or something.
Well, I didn't see that. At first, she just said yes.
Oh, okay.
And then what ended up happening is I didn't see the text immediately for the next Saturday because we're having a Galentine's.
Oh, no.
So I was like, okay, no problem. And so Agnieszka's already with me. I grabbed two bags of food. I have Ruffles. I have dip. I've got cocktails. We loaded up in the car, and we go down the street and knock on the door, and Melissa comes to the door. And I'm like, hey, we're here. And she's like, for what? And I said, well, I just sent you a text that we were coming with Agnieszka. And she goes, She goes, I'm not having a Super Bowl party. I said, what are you talking about? You always have a Super Bowl party.
And you're at your front door with bags of groceries I am ready to party.
Honest to God.
Did you find it a little bit weird when you showed up and there was like no cars?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like that wasn't a tip-off?
No, Mel probably didn't even notice.
The weird thing is most people park on the streets and I think other people were having superb owl parties,
so I didn't pick up on it.
But my gosh,
Mel, this is the funniest thing.
But the worst thing ever is she goes, I sent you a text and I said, we're having next Saturday a Galentine's party. And I said, yeah, I know about that.
So that's what she meant by next Saturday. This is classic.
Do you know how embarrassed I am? And then I have my friend with me.
Yeah.
Wait, did you go like inside and like hang out for a bit or did you like dip out right away?
Well, I mean, she let us in to chat, but I didn't stay, but I gave her the food.
She gave her the food?
I gave her the food.
Thanks for hosting this party that you're not even hosting. Oh my goodness.
What in the world?